From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The massive wildfire sweeping across Catalina Island off the coast of Southern California is still burning, but cool weather has given firefighters the upper hand. And some of the nearly 4,000 people who evacuated are about to head home. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
The residents of Catalina Island, especially those in the tourist town of Avalon, feel like they've dodged a bullet. The weather is cooperating, and some 500 firefighters and tons of equipment from the mainland have arrived to beat back the flames. Los Angeles County Fire Captain Andrew Alvera is feeling optimistic.
We definitely don't want to let our guard down because of the weather. But we do want to get in there and be effective while we have this chance.
Last night it was a much more dire situation. The flames were surrounding the western side of Avalon. Hundreds of the tiny town's year-round residents scrambled down to the dock to board one of many ferries waiting to take evacuees on the 23-mile ride over to Los Angeles. Residents Sergio and Claudia Barejo didn't have a lot of time to choose what to take. However, Barejo managed to pull his wife's treasured picture of the Pope off the wall and cover it in bubble wrap.
It's like a picture of the Pope.
Which Pope?
It's this, the second one. The last, John Paul? Yeah, the John Paul. Yeah.
And you wrapped it up while you were evacuating?
Yeah. Yeah. It's the gift, you know, the more important for my wife.
Most residents filled suitcases and plastic bags. Wendy Hernandez was upset that there weren't more firefighters on the scene last night.
It's taking so long for people to get over here to help put out the fire that it's getting so out of control. We don't have a good enough plan in state for an emergency like this. I mean, you know, they're having to bring trucks over from the mainland, and they just came over a couple hours ago, and it's been on fire for all day.
Fire Captain Olvera says officials did have a plan. They helicoptered in fire crews as soon as the first flames were seen around noon yesterday. But many residents still weren't satisfied.
They may have been frustrated because they didn't see the firefighters, but we had many firefighters coming over on helicopters, not coming through the actual harbor. Firefighters were coming from all over.
Most significant to the battle were the firefighters who came over on the Navy's hovercraft. All through today, the hovercraft made runs from Camp Pendleton outside San Diego to the island. Once on the beach, the craft's big black rubber tubing deflated. Five fresh fire engines filled with crews headed down a metal ramp onto the sand and out to the fire. Corporal Stephen Holt from Camp Pendleton says now it's time to inflate the bottom tubing and head back across the ocean.
They're going to pump some air into that thing and away it's going to go.
It's like riding a giant inner tube across the ocean.
It is. In fact, actually, being on the craft, it feels like you're more on an airplane than an actual boat. Just the dynamics of the ship and everything, the sounds, the way it rides and everything like that. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience, that's for sure.
Resident Susie Griffin, who runs the historic inn on Mount Ada, says she hopes she never has to experience this again.
It's amazing when you look at the blackened hills how close the fire came down to our school and our hospital, some of my friends' backyards almost, but those buildings were spared. And then, again, you always hear about fires in the hot spots afterwards, and I can sure see it today because you think you're okay, and then all of a sudden a plume of smoke goes up, and now I can see live fire again.
Resident Janet DeMeyer is trying to keep positive.
Much better now. Now that we have daylight, and as you look down on the city, it just looks like a beautiful day.
With scorched mountains behind it.
Yeah, with scorched mountains.
With just a fraction of the fire contained, residents and firefighters aren't taking any chances. Water-dropping aircraft and hand crews will work through the day and hope the weather stays cool and the wind still. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Catalina Island.
There's information about Catalina Island's plant and animal species at our website, npr.org.